listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, December the 2nd. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. I'm excited to be here. We have a great program lined up.
We do. And welcome to those joining us live, as well as to those listening to the archives. We always appreciate you joining us. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, before we get into our topic tonight, which is going to be a great one, looking forward to it, we're going to go through our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, and those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Now, on to tonight's topic, our tumultuous times and discrimination, with Dr. Norman Wilson.
Yeah. Welcome, Dr. Norman.
Glad to have you with us.
I think we were all talking at the same time there for a second.
We had the verbal equivalent of a Three Stooges moment.
Yes, we did. Go ahead, Dr. Norman.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Hunter and Michael. And please send our best regards to Dr. Kelly for this evening. I was just looking back. I was here a year ago in June, and it's always a pleasure to be back with you and to talk with you a little bit. I find it always, I can't think of a word that I want to say that doesn't sound stuffy, but it's just very nice.
Oh, I'm glad to have you.
It's always a pleasure.
We are indeed living in a tumultuous time. And it's claiming the attention of doctors, ministers, priests, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, government officials, as well as those of supportive medicine field. And that includes me. I'm a shaman. I am not a Native American. Native Americans do not use the word shaman to describe or identify their healers. I was trained, however, by a Mi'kmaq Indian in Quebec province in Canada back in the 1940s. It was not the concept of modern woo-woo, by the way. It was how do you survive and how do you take care of yourself. As a healer, I really am interested in not only just the physical body, but also the mental and also the emotional body. Now, by physical, we don't need to define that too much. Mental, I mean all those processes that are involved in the brain. whether there's enough oxygen, the blood supply, whether the synapses are firing correctly. And by emotional, I mean our feelings. What do we really feel? Again, I will say we are living in very tumultuous times. COVID-19, economic and political unrest, violent and destructive protests, which we've been seeing in my area, and just plain nasty malice. And they seem to be the daily feed in our evening news and on the internet. We have daily shootings and stabbings and murders. There's a huge increase in sex trafficking of young children. Spousal abuse is on the rise. We have an increase in drug use and the consequence of overdosing with that. There's a national distrust of our police. There's blatant misrepresentation of information, factual information. All of this providing fodder, if you will, for the building of the unrest that's sweeping our country and actually the rest of the world. From my point of view and what I read and hear, massive overt discrimination is rapid. Now, providing incendiary fuel for this hate-based discrimination, because that's what it is, it's hate-based. There are many factors. Among the most influential, of course, is color and sexual orientation. Recently, I was at one of these box stores, and two young Mexican ladies were ahead of me and my wife, and the security guard at the door had stopped them and wanted to see their checkout stub. They just waved us on through. I thought we'd got over that, but obviously I was mistaken. It hurts. It hurts deep. We have discrimination based on one's job, one's position, whether you're a professional or quote-unquote laborer. We discriminate based on political beliefs. Your physical appearance, whether you're overweight, skinny, you got a big butt or no butt, whether you're bald, whether you have children or childless, whether you're married or single, whether you're male or female, being or not being in a relationship, and of course, religion itself. All of the world's religions claim to be the one for salvation and life ever after. All of them. There are 200 different Christian denominations in the United States and some 45,000 in the world. And still, we have not experienced a decline in the proliferation and disregard for our fellow human beings. We haven't experienced a decline in hate, jealousy, or in discrimination. It's more blatant than that generated by the infamous Crusades of the 11th century and the Hundred Years' War. I'm not so naive as to believe that we can love one another, or for that matter, that we can even like one another. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be a part of our human nature to do so, particularly in today's world. And like other animals, we are survivalists, but only to a degree. Current behavior suggests a pleasure-bound selfishness, and to hell with everything else. Do I feel that we're in a hopeless civilized decline? And if I do, is there anything that we can do about it? Even though none of us are asked to be conceived, none of us have asked to be born, is there something, however, that each of us can still do? Is there something we can do to decrease the vitriol that is spreading around the country and throughout the world? Well, I think there might be. Take a look in the mirror, will you? Oh, any mirror will do. Oh, don't check out to see if your hair is combed and if your mascara is on straight, or that your teeth are pearly white. Your tie is tied straight. Then what I would like you to do is just look at that face that's there in front of you. Look at it closely. And at my age, there are a lot of wrinkles to look at and deal with. I still have all my teeth, though. But know something that's very important, and we forget it, that there has never been another person like you in the entire history of the human race. Never. And it's wonderfully unique. Now take that knowledge of uniqueness and apply it to your neighbor, the people down the street, the other family members. The person at the local coffee shop, the clerk at the checkout counter in your grocery store, your co-workers, and everyone that you come in contact with. And as you meet them and see them, remind yourself that there never has been another person in the world exactly like that person. Not even so-called identical twins are exactly alike. Now, if we can do that and just take the time to view each person as unique, something so very special that has never existed before, we won't have time to discriminate, to belittle, or to hate, to mock, and to ridicule, and to spit upon, or to kill. The late musician Louis Armstrong used to sing a song, "It's a Wonderful World," and it would indeed be, wouldn't it, if we could just and you finish the just. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
Thank you very much, Dr. Norman.
Thank you.
Those are, truthful and very inspiring words. Wendy just wrote in the chat, clapping for Dr. Norman, and Cecilia saying, yes, yes, yes. So you have a lot of support in with your words and your message. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome.
I have to say, though, I'm jealous you have your own teeth.
But listen, Dr. it's a nice jealousy. That's okay.
Yes, it is. It is. No negativity here. I'm just saying.
I think maybe I should have said envy in there instead of jealousy.
Well, and to explain also that Dr. Kelly is, he's in the chat and he is listening, but he had dental surgery today, so not comfortable to talk, so that's why
makes
he didn't join
difficult.
Us.
Well, he sent me an email promising me that he would listen, and so I accepted his word that he would.
Yes, he is. he's signed in and everything. So, you know, Dr. Norman, I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate your candor. I appreciate you calling it like it is. And it's a very strange world, but we only need to look at ourselves and decide what kind of human being we want to be.
Yeah. The thing that other thing that I could have mentioned and should have, but I get very emotional about it, the number of Native American women who disappear.
Yeah.
And nobody looks for them.
I know. The missing and murdered Indigenous women movement is finally gaining the attention it deserves, because it seems that minority women, and particularly Indigenous women, are a casualty of a rather sick society. And, you know, with the awareness, the education, and us protecting each other and protecting our brothers and sisters and our neighbors and our, you know, just basic humanity, we can change this, I believe.
Absolutely. The world is what it is based on the actions of the people in it. And it's through each of us, through our individual actions, that will aggregate across the world, that you have enough people that are working towards more enlightened goals, a higher awareness. Because we have an innate bias as human beings, as the human animal, but with a certain increased awareness, with intelligence and a bit of wisdom, we can account for those biases. Mm. And you can never truly remove them, but you can account for them. And I am truly happy to see that Indigenous peoples are getting more attention for their, you know, their plight. I mean, we've been going through, as Dr. Norm, as you said, we went through some very rough times after the killing of George Floyd, and we had the protest movement, and we've had people speaking up, taking to the streets. And one thing that's not been seen as much is the horrible things that that Indigenous peoples on reservations and in different places in the country, I believe in Canada as well, Dr. Hunter, that are going through just some very difficult times, missing people, even police shootings at a higher rate. But
you know, but with this awareness, and here's the thing: the only upside, if there is one, to the last 4 years, and you know, to who will not be named, is that it brought out anything that was underneath. Do you know that undercurrent, and it put it up there on the surface for us to see it and find ways to educate ourselves and learn better to deal with it. And hopefully, as one humanity start to, oh, please raise our consciousness, you know. I'm with you, Dr. Norman. It hurts. It hurts a lot.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I don't either. It's a good thing we don't. It's a good thing.
You know, I often think of it, and I think that a lot of it's based in fear. Fear leads to the anger, which leads to justification for, you know, inhuman acts. And we are not going to change the world by sitting idly by. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have anything has to be dramatic. We each do what we can within our sphere of influence, within our ability of in life. And the important thing is that we try to make a difference. We try to leave the wood pile higher than we found it. We try to be a positive impact on the world. We try to counteract the bias and racism and discrimination that we see in the world. We have to work to make it the better world we want to live in. It's not just going to happen. It takes the actions of all of us.
You mentioned a word there that sort of set me in thought motion, the word fear. Fear is the basis of discrimination because they're afraid of not knowing, you know, what they don't know they are afraid of. And so to protect themselves, they discriminate. Yeah, you know, as an educator for over 40 years of experience, I'm very critical lately of education. We haven't done a very good job, at least my generation of teachers, I guess, of teaching our students to think critically and independently. And if we had done a better job of that, maybe there wouldn't have been so much nastiness and discrimination, unthoughtful things said and done to people. I don't know.
Well, Dr. Norman, in all fairness, I think you probably did pass on what you could, but it's a collective effort. And I raised my children to be good human beings. Dr. Kelly raised his son to be a good human being. It's, you know, I mean, it's people do their best, but it's a collective effort. And I'm afraid that there were so many other factors at work. So I agree. We haven't, you know, in the older generations, haven't done a great job. But I think we didn't know. At least I'm going to give some credit to my generation and yours. I'm right behind you, but one behind you.
You're a long way behind me, girl.
Well, a generation behind you is there were so many other things going on. One is, you know, a lot of money, jobs, competition, the society encouraging that, advertising, and the whole self-esteem turned to narcissism, you know? And
you wonder sometimes the basis for that narcissism, don't you? Because that seems to be prevalent in a lot of the stuff that's going on.
It is. I agree.
Well, I really don't know what you guys are talking about, but I really feel like we should be talking about me. So...
Well,
I can say that you can see the societal trends. You can see, especially with my generation and Generation Z behind me, that, you know, the selfie trends, you know, this promoting your life on social media and things, it's become a way of life. And you can do it in a healthy way. Sure, you can have a balanced approach to things. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword. This reach that social media gives is both wonderful and horrible at the same time.
Yeah, and I can imagine they said the same thing with the invention of the telegraph.
And the telephone, et cetera. Yeah.
No, I don't blame everything on the media.
No,
I
agree.
The media responds to how people respond. I do know, for example, some people in my age bracket, they live on Facebook. It's their only life because they have nothing else. They're alone. It's a way of communicating. It has opened doors for them.
Oh, absolutely.
They're invited to play games and all this kind of thing. So I don't want to come off as saying everything is the media's fault.
Oh, no. Everything is. No, the world is far too complex for that.
Sure. Yeah.
I think Dr. Kelly does with IMHS is give the anchor of critical thinking and self-responsibility. And the life leadership paragon certainly imparts that. And I think if, and in my opinion, I think if there were more of those principles taught over the last number of years, then we wouldn't maybe have the same kind of mess we're in. But again, there are people, including IMHS and Dr. Kelly and yourself, Dr. Norman, and, you know, us in our own ways of imparting those very basic principles of decency and do no harm, do right. And I, that's why I have to believe that there's hope. Without hope, man, I just, I get kind of sick to my stomach if I start to feel too fatalist, you know.
Yeah, I you're right there. One of the other words that I often harp on, Dr. Hunter, is respect.
Yes.
One time somebody, one of my students committed murder, and they asked me, well, how can you respect him? He murdered somebody. I don't respect the act. I respect his right to live. And we need to come to that conclusion that everybody has a right to life. They didn't ask to have it to begin with. And if we can respect that without having any other attachments to it, then we might be able to move around a little bit. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Well, if I can say what you're saying in my words, someone who commits horrible acts such as that, we don't necessarily have the right to take his life. And particularly with a system that's so flawed that could that, take the life of an innocent man.
That's key, isn't it?
Amen.
Is that we? It's the this fact that the system is flawed, that it's not foolproof, and you have to ask, and I know we're kind of going into an aside, but you have to ask the question, which is worse? Is it worse to punish an innocent man, or is it worse to let a guilty man go free? I always have felt it is worse to punish an innocent, because it invalidates the system. But I will say that we talk about, you know, we want things to get better. And that's really what we've been talking about a lot tonight. We're going through difficult times. I think we're going through some pains that come with the increased awareness. But you can, and I really truly hope this, and I think I just say it over and over to myself just to kind of calm myself down as a mantra, but I think we are getting better. We are still moving in the right direction, even though things are so tribal, so polarized right now. We have to remember that there is more that we have in common than what separates us. And when it comes to awareness and education, you look back even a century ago, or probably 150 years ago into the 19th century, you can see that education has come leaps and bounds above what it once was. I think you had maybe between 150 and 200 high schools in the entire country up until 1870. You know, and we have far more access to education and general awareness. You would think it might kick in a little bit more for certain things like, there are certain, you know, far out crazy things, you know, that are being circulated wildly right now that you would think if you employ a little bit of critical thinking, you would realize it's just empty. It's hot air. But I still think that we are on a trajectory of increased awareness. We're on a path to social evolution. I don't know that it's going to be as quick as people want it to be, because it never really is. But we are on the right path.
Oh, we could just take up new homes on Mars.
But Mars is so far away, and it's so much work. Can't we just fix the human race?
I agree. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Norman. The time goes by.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Time goes by so quickly on this program. It always amazes me, but we sure appreciate you.
And absolutely.
Appreciate your energy.
We appreciate you, too, and I have to say this really quick. The thing that are offered by IMCH has been phenomenal. And it's a light in the darkness.
We agree.
And
good night, all.
Thank you, Dr. Norman.
Thank you. All right. Well, it's that time of the evening, and we're going to be drawing cards. So if you would like one drawn for you, make sure to put your name in chat. And while we wait for people to throw their name in, I'll just say that, you know, I always I always enjoy these things where we can have guests like Dr. Norman Wilson on, where we can get into these kind of new perspectives and, you know, these interesting kind of invigorating discussions. And I always have a good time with you, Dr. Hunter, so thank you for joining us.
Ditto. Ditto for me there, Michael.
All right. I think
your own teeth too, man.
Mostly. I wouldn't mind getting some, you know, like, I think if we're going to go ahead and replace teeth, let's just go all out, get titanium stuff that'll just exist forever.
Yeah.
No go through kidding. Anything. And it actually brings to mind a James Bond villain. But that's for a different broadcast. And we have some, I've wasted enough time, so we have some names in the chat that we can start pulling some cards.
We have Jamil up first, I believe. So.
Yes, we do. And let's see, Jamil. For an inner oracle card, I have number 33, preference and principle.
Good one.
I should say, let's see here. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it is a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy. That's such a good card, and I think we've talked about that concept a lot, Dr. Hunter, you and I.
We have, so. And it applies for tonight's conversation, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in support of that, the tarot card for you, Jamil, is the sun. And I say, whew, I get a real rush on that, like there's doors opening. So don't sweat the small stuff. If it's just a matter of preference stuff, as, you know, as the symbol says, you know, preference, never mind. Just keep moving ahead based on what you know to be true for you. Stay on the course, because I feel like there's some really nice openings coming up for you. So stay clear-minded, Jamil. It's a really good energy at work. That's what I have to say.
Very nice.
It's a good one. What have you got for Dr. Edward, Michael?
All right. Now, as always, I've kind of gotten into the tradition. I always want to pull a card for Dr. Edward he's never gotten before. Let's see if I can pull that off tonight. All right, let's see. Number 7, self-mastery. I don't remember it. I'll have to find out. All right. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery towards the path of self-completeness.
Well, in support of that, I got the Justice card. Boy, that's two major arcana in a row. Now, of course, as we know, fairness and equitability, right? So, self-mastery with the Justice symbol in support of that is staying balanced, but I really do have a flash here about documents, creating documents, or some kind of paperwork that you might be signing coming up here. So I'd say that something has shifted, Edward. Some energy has shifted even from last week. So you're on to something, so keep moving forward. You know, staying, again, true to yourself and that self-mastery. You're evolving, staying in balance, and always read the fine print. Have to throw it in. But I think that's a really powerful message for you, too, an affirmation. So we have our resident cook, Wendy, up next, Michael.
And I believe it was turkey gumbo tonight, wasn't it?
I saw that.
All right. Always looking forward to hearing what Wendy's cooking. And Wendy, we have number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, and Divine Energy.
Oh.
Let's see. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
Well, this is 3 for 3 for Major Arcana. Strength.
Very nice.
I got strength in support of that, and that's a really, another powerful message for you too, Wendy. You know that tapping into that divine consciousness, and you have that inner will, that inner strength to stay your course for action. And I want to say this to everybody, in the matters of readings, my old teacher would say, when a lot of major arcana comes up in a reading, it means to say that the universe is already in motion, the energy is already in motion. So I'll just inject here, since this last full moon, which is a big one, I have talked to a lot of people who feel like they're in a bit of a time warp. Tuesday, I thought it was Wednesday. Monday,
oh, man.
Somebody thought it was Tuesday. You too, Michael?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting energetic shift, I believe. Everyone I've talked to, and dreaming, lots of dreams. So there are some shifts in our collective unconscious. So take heed that there is movement. So for you, Wendy, also in pulling that, spirit, divine consciousness and that strength, you're right on target. So, rise up in yourself and say, I got this. So, well, welcome, Sally Ann, sorry, I caught that in the chat. It's a full name. So, Wendy just said she's been in the process of possibly changing careers, and I say go for it. Absolutely go for it. Okay, Sally Ann, what have you got for Sally Ann?
All right, well, I'm going to do something a little different, and I think especially because this might be a first-time pulling a card, but I had two fallout. Now, I've picked up on you doing this before where it might kind of lead on to something, so I'm going to go with both of them.
Yeah.
The first one. 18, evolution. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not, personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered. All right. And the card that fell out is number 21, Insight and Wisdom.
Okay.
Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep within, into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as discover potential situations. So I hope that resonates.
Well, get this. I kid you not, I pulled the Empress, another major arcana. For you, specifically, Sally, you have the evolution, your own evolution, insight, wisdoms, and now... the Empress, in short, is fertility. And we don't have to take that literally. The growing of ideas, the nurturing of new projects or new thoughts. So I would say that you're onto some new things as well. You're evolving. You're being insightful, taking past lessons that you've learned into the now and looking forward. I can see you in my mind's eye plotting events or plotting steps kind of thing. So it's saying absolutely plant those seeds and keep moving forward. You know, for as difficult as these days are, and they are, it does bring out some interesting elements of ourselves, which is the desire for something new and the fight to make that happen. And that fight isn't necessarily negative. That fight is that stamina, that perseverance. And certainly, Sally, this is a real interesting time of growing for you. So I say, keep going with it, keep those ideas rolling, and then put the action into effect. Crazy good stuff. Whew. Audra's next, Michael. What have we got?
All right. Audra, I have number 10, The Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit.
Awesome.
Always a great card to pull. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Crazy. Kid you not. I'm shaking my head. We got the tower. But here's the thing, Audra, I did pull two out at the same time. So I'm going with Michael on this. I pulled out the tower. That's not a bad thing, so don't freak out there. And the five of spades, which is good. So there's been some rebuilding. The one thing I like about the tower is extraneous things that you don't need anymore kind of fall to the wayside. And, of course, there's always this shock and, oh, grief time saying, oh, but I really like that stuff, you know. But you don't need it because it's not relevant to where you're going. You still retain the foundation of your life, no matter how things might feel like it's not going quite right. But the five of spades assures you that the major struggle is over. So this is a time of resetting your foundation, looking at the foundation of your life. What do you have to work with and how that can be rebuilt in a way that you want it to? So with the power of the indomitable human spirit, I love that. And the tower is, think of anything that is no longer working for you. It already fell away. You just didn't know you didn't need it anymore. So there's this huge force in you. The worst is over. Go ahead. Move forward. This is a crazy night of major arcana, Michael. I'm blown away. I'm really, really blown away. There's only 22 of them in the entire tarot, and I just pulled five of them. That's nuts. So,
I love interesting probabilities when, you know, the statistically unlikely happens. It's always very interesting, isn't it?
And why can't I win the lotto?
I don't know. I can say that I do personally have a 100% winning track record with the lottery.
Because you don't buy any tickets, I'll bet.
No. Well, okay. Not counting tickets that have been bought for me. The only ticket that I ever personally bought for myself, which was on a particularly good day, I won $50.
Good for you.
And I said, that's it. I'm walking out on a high note, never playing the lottery again. So.
Yeah. You know, I want to say to everybody, thank you for the feedback. Audra just said, she said, so very accurate. And thanks so much. She's glad for the assurance she's on the right track. So awesome.
That's great to hear.
Michael, what did you want to say?
I was just going to say that's why I love when we have people that join us with the live broadcast and join in chat. Makes it such a dynamic experience getting that feedback and being able to interact with the community. So thank you, everybody that joins us. And we really appreciate it.
You know, if I can say I'm really grateful to Dr. Norman Wilson for joining us and getting right to the point of all the stuff we're dealing with these days and acknowledging in a very real way, you know, that, yeah, life is hard. You know what, people, it's not going to be easy. Nobody guaranteed it to be that way. But we do have the power to change it. Everyone here who's with us in the live chat, you know, students with the school, people who've been with the school and moved on, we're all testimonials to, you know, what do you say, a living testament to how, no matter how tough life can be, we move forward and we continue to grow. And maybe we don't have all those excess dollars and cents that we all like to have. But even I look back at myself a year ago, I'm changed. 5 years ago, I'm really changed. And with my new teeth in 2 weeks, I'll be really, really changed.
Yeah. So, titanium, if you can.
Titanium, for sure. So it's a great group, and I want to say I appreciate everyone. I learn something every time we do this program. I learn something about the people. I learn something about us. I learn something about myself. And, you know, Dr. Norman really touched my heart tonight, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely some truth.
Indeed.
Spoken. So thank you.
We got this, though. We do. We got this, people.
We do.
Yeah.
We do, and that's we have to attack it head on. And
I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week. But
I was just about to say.
Yeah, that's what I think alike already.
Well, let's see. I was just going to say, and we're going to do this live on air, full transparency, see a little bit behind the scenes how we talk about things. We had that topic about ghosts, the paranormal for Halloween, but we really didn't get into the full depth of it. I think we were going to have a follow-up to that.
Oh, let's do it.
All right. I know I kind of put you on the spot on live air, but I think that'll be an interesting topic.
It will be. So we'll talk about ghosts and the paranormal and investigating. How's that?
Yeah, I think, and maybe getting into some of the more cryptozoological things, some just the different interesting paranormal, you know, myths, legends, and ideas out there.
I live, as people know, in the Okanagan of BC, and we have Ogopogo sightings, especially in this past year. We could talk about that.
Well, I've always believed that Harry and the Hendersons was an actual true story, so flashback to anybody that might remember that movie from the 80s. But all right, well, everyone, thank you for joining us. It's been a great topic. Thank you, Dr. Norman Wilson, for joining us and having such a powerful discussion tonight. And as always, Dr. Hunter, thank you for joining me and having such a great conversation. I always rely on you to be such a witty, interesting conversationalist.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.